Etihad has weathered a tough retail environment and delivered another consecutive year of growth, with trading profit coming in 18% higher, boosting net cash on its books and seeing the group declare an additional dividend of 50 cents per share. Joining me in studio now for some of the detail behind the numbers, CEO Jan Potgieter. Thanks so much, Jan, for joining us today. So just yesterday, I was sitting at this desk talking about the SA asset managers looking for defensive stocks amidst a slowing global economy. Those companies with low debt levels and strong cash generation abilities as well. And we laughed about the fact that this is no easy feat in the current climate. You may not be a defensive play, but the 1.2 billion rand cash pile certainly making you stand out. Are you surprised at your resilience in what is a tough operating consumer environment right now?
No, I don't think we're surprised. We're obviously very happy with the results, and I must thank the team. They've done an enormous job in this very difficult circumstances. But we've always targeted cash. We say, you know, profit is sanity, but cash is your reality. So we very much focus on cash, whether it's our working capital, whether it's the investments that we make. We said we will generate cash, and the business model has been robust for 50 years. We continuously tweak it, and I think our business model is more of a defensive model, maybe in tougher times. But because of the integrated supply chain, the well-established brands dealing with the different LSMs, our investment in technology, world-class manufacturing, long-standing relationship with our partners and franchisees for that matter, and then our staff that really makes a difference. So I think we got a very good business model. We still believe that there is more opportunity to enhance and become actually more competitive in this regard. Specifically, if you look at our cost leadership, which we did give guidance on for the last couple of years, to say we know that the top line will be tough, and unless you take market share, it's going to be difficult to get the necessary growth out of the top line. But we focus predominantly on our overheads. And if you strip out the manufacturing business and you just look at the old retail business, our overheads actually went backwards. And we think that we want to target it once again going forward, look for more opportunities, because we don't want to pass on any inefficiencies onto our customers.
Having said all of that, Jan, you emphasize better in-stock levels, enhanced store and merchandise presentation, technological innovation as well. To what extent is that translating into increased sales and you winning market share, you know, getting those who are spending to spend with you?
Look, we really think the customer experience and the total customer experience, we refer to say, want to be efficient from factory gate all the way to the customer's home. And in that process, try and take out all the inefficiencies. But really, that customer experience in-store or online need to differentiate us from our competitors. And it talks to making sure you've got the right range at the right price points, and really make sure we understand the dynamics of where some of these international trends are going and how it will impact. Because we want to give customers a beautiful home.
For now, though, you've highlighted that tile sales generally fail to live up to your expectations. And with that weak retail demand and excess stock in the market, capacity utilization at your ceramics has been impacted negatively. So how's that coming to bear on your manufacturing arm specifically?
The manufacturing second half was very tough for us. You know, if we just look at total retail sales, just talking our own brands, we had more than 6% sales growth there. On a like-on-like basis, more than 4%. But if we then look at the manufacturing side, for the year, we only had a 1.4% sales growth. We did see a massive slowdown in the last quarter in particular, where a lot of our capacity, or 22% of our capacity, we had to shut down. At least we've seen in August that there's a little bit more demand, and we could start some of those kills again, which is exciting for us. But we haven't seen a fundamental change in the marketplace. I guess what will assist the ceramic side of the business is just where the current exchange rate is, that it makes local production a lot more attractive than imports. And hopefully by really creating beautiful product that can stimulate some growth, that can get more utilization of our capacity.
Where you're looking at stimulating growth from year on out, you're finding the gaps in the market as well. You're making a venture into lighting. What additional scope are you targeting on that front?
Yeah, I think the lights go, we're targeting the same CTM customer, which is the middle broad mass. It is, by the end of this month, we will have five stores open. Mm-hmm. We really believe that we have a competitive advantage in all the locations which we own already, where CTMs are. We got a back office that we know works very effectively and efficiently. We have systems that we understand. There's a customer profile that exists. So it's slightly different as a startup business. We've got a lot of costs that's already kind of in the business. We've tested our first supply chain to bring in the product. And now it's just to really create something different. We think in that market, that's roughly our estimate, 2.5 billion, we think it's part of the home finishing, which got a lot of fashion, which is really what we believe we bring to the party. And by creating a funky new shopping experience, a little different than what's out there, we think it will add to our total basket, and really hopefully the customers will support us on this. But it is a pilot. We'll see how it goes, and then we'll take it from there after a year.
How much are you spending with all of this? How much CapEx are you looking at over the next year?
The CapEx for the total group, including manufacturing and retail and all our new stores and technology, we're guiding that we'll spend another 600 million in the new year. And the cash that we generate as a business, more than sufficient to actually support that. And that's why we also thought, you know, let's return some of the excess cash back to our shareholders to thank them, because it is our 50th anniversary.
Well, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Jan, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that's the CEO of Ital Tile, Jan Potgieter.